Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You know, we've lost three Big Ten games by a combined, 10 points the last 3 weeks. And here's what I'm going to tell you, so that your questions, you can gear them however you want. I'm not going to ask what is the issue or why this keeps happening. I'm not going to ask why. Why is a victim question? And I'm not a victim. I'm going to ask what we need to do, what I need to do to get us to be able to finish these games. And to me, that's a growth mindset that this team has. And I promise you, that's where we are. That's how I'm coaching them. That's what my job will be the next couple of next week with the bye week coming upon us, is to not say why. We're not victims, but what we can do.
So that's Mike Locksley after the Terps lose their third straight game, their third straight game where they had a second-half lead, their third straight game where they lose by one possession. And this was at UCLA, 20-17. They have a bye this week. Locksley 0-10 coming off a bye, I think. And then they host Indiana, who's ranked number 2 in the country, for homecoming. That could get ugly fast. They were once 4-0, Jason. They're now 4-3, and he can say they're not victims, and he can also say not same old Terps, but sure as hell feels like same old Terps.
Well, they came into the game the worst fourth quarter team in the country, I think, minus 31 scoring differential, and it got worse. It was the first poor game that Malik played, and instead of the coaching staff seemingly understanding that from early on, and again, it's only the second road game he's played, and let's be real, Wisconsin's garbage.
Yes, they're terrible.
So this is the first hot team he's faced on the road, and this is a full, bi-coastal road trip, and everybody on Maryland's licking their wounds going in, and they have an epic drive early and can't convert it to points. I don't know why they don't activate his legs more in goal-to-go situations when they have booted him out. He's had some easy rushing touchdowns. I don't know why they won't run him a little bit more between the 20s. They are incredibly predictable in terms of these little checkdowns and screen passes to running backs and slot receivers that are getting people blown up, that are leading to turnovers or near turnovers. Look, are they five plays away from being now 7-0 and maybe in the top 15 in the country? They are. The problem is, under this stewardship, they've never made those plays.
No.
And these stewards have been here, the head coach especially, for quite some time. And this had all the hallmarks of what have become devastating late Maryland losses. It is kids getting ejected from the game. It is penalties. Some of them are borderline that just seemingly will never go your way. It's not being able to pick up that critical first down or get that critical stop when you need it. It's seemingly not having creative answers offensively to help things out. The fact they still won't even try to run the ball more than they do on a day where the quarterback can't complete a simple 5-yard out It really blows my mind, and I feel awful for those kids who fought their ass off on defense, who came into it already shorthanded due to some injuries, who then lose Wingate to injury, lose two more guys getting thrown out of the game for targeting. A 4.5-hour game. They had to be – I was tired just watching it. They had to be worn out. And then to lose it late like that, when they kind of started to run out of players – I don't know, man. I don't think there's any getting off the mat from this one. And I thought it was another systemic failure on the coaching staff.
Beltway Ben, where
and if Monachino had blitzed like that against Washington, this whole thing might not have happened in the first place.
Where are you on this, Beltway Ben?
It's pretty disgusting. I still remember DeJuan Williams had the 15-yard run to cross midfield. You're up three. And really, I mean, you could have put the game away there. There were, 7 minutes when they started that drive? DeJuan Williams has the run. Then he has a 4-yard run and did not run the ball again.
Don't try it again.
He didn't do it again. They threw two passes and punted. Get the ball back, throw a pass, complete a pass, and then throw an interception. And then, I mean, they did have the good drive down the field to tie it. But, like, their offense is so predictable. Teams are teeing off on the screen passes, and it's every single down. And it's, like, how'd they beat Wisconsin? A play pass and Malik taking the shot over the top to beat somebody. And, like, we don't see them do that much. And when they do, it's just guys dropping passes. And Malik didn't play well.
No.
But as a coaching staff and a fan base, you knew it was coming. When he hasn't played at UCLA, as you said, he played at Wisconsin. I mean, now he's played in some MIA games. But, like, there's going to be a learning curve for him. And I'm not at all that frustrated with him.
No.
I mean, when the ball was in his hands, down seven, he dragged him right down the field. And what happened? His legs. I don't know whether it's he doesn't, because there are times where I'm like, he could have got a few more yards. Yeah. He doesn't want to get hit. But I don't know what the communication is there. Like, why are they not utilizing his legs more, especially in a game right here where you couldn't score? You had a pick six. That was the only touchdown
you had
early.
And you got a bye week looming.
Yeah.
Before you face the number two team in the country, this is your chance to save your season. You win here, you get back on a bowl track, whatever. You wilt like they did, and then you look at the upcoming schedule.
You're right.
I don't want to hear about attendance. I was there, was completely sold. I've been there three games. The crowd's been into it, all of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear about attendance if there's not a whole lot of people there to watch them get demolished by Indiana at 3:30 in the afternoon in 2 weeks.
That's the thing. You know, we talk fantasy and reality, and there is a scenario where they're 7-0 right now getting ready to play Indiana. But the reality is they're 60 minutes away from being 4-4. Like, that's where we are. Like, you couldn't take advantage of any of those opportunities in any of those games, and now you're 60 minutes away from being 4-4. And when you look at the schedule and the way they play, I guess they can go to Rutgers and win, and they got Michigan State at home. Actually, they have Michigan State at Ford Field. I guess they can win that one. I have no confidence they're beating any of the other three. They're ranked opponents, and like, I don't think Locks is going to win those games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No, and I don't know what the rhetoric's going to be coming out of this bye or what have you. But I don't know how you can listen to this and be like that this is an like this isn't reality. Like, it's not like it's ulterior reality. It's coming from an alternate universe.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Okay. They're 4-3 right now. If they win two of their, so if they finish, 5-7, I guess that would be, is that enough for you to bring this coaching staff back?
This AD seems to be pretty savvy. And I think what he's got to start doing right now is caucusing with the people who actually dictate franchises. Well, because that's what these are now. They're franchises. They're not programs. They're not schools. They're franchises. So who are the owners of the franchise? It's not the school president. It's not the board of trustees. It's the people paying the freight. It's the Planks of the world. It's the people who are literally paying the salaries. And can they start to thread a needle to find a way to keep some of these players that Locks has done a tremendous job recruiting, but find out if you got to start playing the back channel game. I think it would be, if you're guaranteeing them Malik, and I don't know, you're still going to get the kid from St. Francis to come. Like, I don't know how the game's played, but they've got to try to find a way to pay these players enough that they don't want to leave and find somebody to come in who's going to galvanize them and make them think that this is still the place for us. I don't know. I don't know how easy or difficult it is to thread that needle. They might be fearing that Locksley goes to a Power 5 school with a big budget and he takes these kids with him and we're screwed.
Yeah.
That's not my area of expertise, but I think ultimately you're selling tickets and you're selling your program, and their brand has become fourth quarter disasters under this coach.
And Ben, this landscape has changed. We've seen Florida, what the booster said, we're not giving you guys any money anymore if you keep Billy Napier. So they had to fire Billy Napier. James Franklin fired at Penn State. Colorado State fired their head coach. Like, guy, I feel like this, you can't just keep moving forward with mediocrity.
Well, and on terms of Florida, Florida fired their coach after a win. That's the SEC. And also, there's a lot of talk about Napier and Lagway, right? That's how it is with Washington and Locksley, right? Everybody said, you don't fire Napier because you're going to lose Lagway. The Florida boosters had got enough. They had enough of it. But Florida also will always be able to bring in those recruits. Maryland, that's Locksley's thing, you know, recruiting. I would be pretty surprised if he's fired. I think they're going to win two more games. I think they're going to be bowl eligible. And from what it sounds like, they're going to give him another year. That's what I think. If they lose out now. If they lose out, I think he's done. But as long as they win two more games, I think he's fine.
Maryland off this week. They host Indiana a week from Saturday. It's a 3:30 nationally televised game on CBS, so that should be interesting. Coming up next, though, we want to hear from the people. Ravens off the bye. John Harbaugh going to speak in a little bit. We'll get to hear from him. How are they doing as they come off the bye? They'll be back on the practice field officially on Wednesday. How are you feeling about the Ravens as they are coming off the bye, take on the Bears this Sunday? 410-583-1057. You feeling any more optimism? We can talk some O's as well, as we're going to be joined by Matt Weirich coming up at 3 o'clock. And they seem, Britt Giroli just tweeted, the Orioles seem to have no urgency in searching for a manager. So, alas.
Like Buck Showalter told us, they don't really want a manager. Yeah. They want an in-house puppet. They already got him. They don't want a GM. Yeah. They're not even going to try to hire a GM. He told you that.
410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So
MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.